and I work on the BBC Proms interactive side, and my Twitter name is at Peter Gregson.
Fantastic. So we've just had a glass of beer, or in Roland's case, a rather nice Chardonnay.
That's correct.
So you guys have been using Audioboo at the Proms?
Yeah, we've been interviewing people in the queue, producers, presenters, performers, trying to capture the atmosphere and the sort of behind-the-scenes look of the Proms that the TV and radio don't cover.
Has that been going well?
Yeah, it's been great. We've had a lot of really interesting feedback and generally
being asked their opinion, and you know, most people don't get the chance to be asked their opinion about something like the Proms, and so it's sort of pandering to people's egos, but actually at the same time we get a really, really interesting look at what goes on.
So Roland, the large amounts of money I paid you to do this, have they paid off?
He doesn't mean that, listeners. He's going to edit it out. Wow. So what's your question then?
So Roland, how's it gone for the BBC?
Oh, I can't speak on behalf of the BBC. What I can say is, here's your end point. The great thing about being able to use Audioboo this year is that we've been able to catch up with people who are at the Proms, who are enjoying the Proms, people backstage, presenters, etc., etc., and just on a whim, be able to just go. I feel like asking a question that I think someone might want to hear the answer to, and then wham bam, thank you, ma'am. It's up on the internet straight away. That's what's wonderful about it.
This afternoon we were walking from the stage having checked a question with Michael Nyman, and we see his publisher and decide to ask her a question and quickly into your...
How did that go?
It went really well, actually. It's up on Audioboo.
Yeah. Here on Audioboo, folks.
We were talking about composer deadlines and so on, and again, stuff that most people don't know about.
You know, the great thing about this is if you want access to this, the best place to go is bbc.co.uk/proms, where you will find that, well, actually, slash, if you click on the blog, you'll find all sorts of instant reactions. So it's basically like lifting the lid on the other side of what goes on at the Proms. There's so much that goes on at the Proms. And we've been able to bring it to you in many, many ways. So check out the blog, please.
And that's what 9...